Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, we are here tonight. Sorry about that. I had you muted for a second. So we are here, and we are going to pray for you tonight, leave God with you for whatever you need. So we are on the website tonight if you want to listen by website. Somebody said the audio is a little bit better there. That would be really cool, so you can do that. You can also text me at 214-505-8719. I'll put you on our text alerts. If you're not on our text alerts and you want to know what's going on, if we're something's broken down one place, we'll be at another place. I can text you and let you know that if you'd like to know. And that's 214-505-8719. All right, if you want to give tonight, you can. Go to a few different things you can go to. One of them is Cash App, right? Do that by the phone number, same phone number. You can also go to Venmo, same phone number. Go to Wells Fargo. I mean, not to Wells Fargo, but to Zelle. And use Zelle, same thing, phone number. And you can also go to PayPal, which need a link. I can send that link to you if you'd like. If you'd like to do by PayPal, if you have a PayPal account, you can do that. And also, you can go to the app. By the way, our app is back on the Apple Store again. If you have an Apple phone, you can go to the Apple Store. Whatever phone you have, you can go to your App Store and look up your PGN or Randy Chandler and find it. It's kind of a bluish in the middle. With a red ring around it with PGN written on it for Credit Grace Network. So you can get that, and you can watch this. I'm trying to upgrade it. It's giving me a little bit of a hard time right now, but I am working on it and change it up some, trying to make it better, but it takes a little time, so pray for me as I do that. Also doing the books right now, so enjoying that. A lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. Enjoy doing it. Didn't think I would, but it is a lot of fun. It's a real challenge, honestly. I can hear you in the background. What do you mean you can hear me in the background? It sounds like I'm in the background or something. Sound weird? I don't know what you mean by can hear you in the background. Oh, you mean like before I was supposed to be on? Well, I'd probably take that off the audio, right? Okay, thank you. All right, so if you're listening by computer tonight, welcome everybody. You can do that. Somebody said the audio is better on that, so whatever. You can call in to Block Talk Radio. You can do that, 319-527-6027. And there you go. All right. So give me a place you can give me. Go to the app and give on that. If you have the app, you can download it from your app store on your phone. All right. Cool. Wow. A lot of stuff going on. Like I said, I wasn't able to get in time to do the video tonight, get into the studio enough, quick enough to do that. So sorry about that. We'll be doing the Blood of the Doorpost tonight. Okay. That's kind of what it's going to be, I guess, tonight. All right. Let me look here for a second. Okay. I heard me talking last night, maybe probably just a little bit tonight, about how that the body is made to restore itself. And here's the new information that I got, in case you missed last night, if you didn't hear it again a little bit. But, you know, before, let me go up here to the scripture. Let me look at it a second here. Go to Genesis.
Costa in tempo cu. All right. I'm going to Genesis for a moment. All right. Okay. Let's see here. Where's that? I haven't looked at that. Excellent. All right, let's go here for a second.
Yeah, because God told Adam and Eve, he said, if you eat from the fruit of the ape from the tree of the in the midst of the garden, that you would die, you would surely die. Right, so that kind of tells you, and there's a lot of the scriptures too that talk about this. Just trying to confirm to you a little bit that we were born, we were created by God to live forever. That's why I said, if you eat of the tree of in the midst of the tree in the midst of the garden of the tree of life, you will die. Right. So what happened was they didn't physically die, but they died in the sense that they weren't going to live forever in their physical body. I think that we really need to get back to this, understand this a little bit more. I've talked about this one before, but not much. How that, you know, like when we, in the end, when everything comes back together and Christ comes back, we talk about heaven being a storage tank, right? Because you only have your soul and your spirit. But then you come back to get your body. And when you come back to get your body, that's the ultimate. That is the ultimate. Heaven is awesome, man. But the ultimate is being whole. What's whole? We're triune, spirit, soul, and body. And then that body is resurrected, and we have a glorified body to basically live forever. Forever. That's what God really wants us to do. He wants us to live forever, not just our spirit and our soul in heaven. See, we got this misconception, I think. Maybe we just never thought about it much, but the misconception, I believe, that go to heaven, man, you're going to be in heaven forever, and it's forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That is not anywhere near true at all. I mean, when you think about it, it's not even close to true. It's a storage tank. Store not up treasures on earth, but store them up in the storehouse of heaven. It's a storehouse. Why? Because one of these days, you're going to come back and you're going to get your body, and that's the ultimate, is ruling and reigning with Christ, living with God in the earth, just like Adam and Eve were going to live for eternity until they ate of the fruit, ate of the tree, right? They ate of the fruit of the tree, of the garden, in the midst of the garden, that one. I'm going to get this right in a second. I haven't really looked up all the scripture on this, because I know what it says, but we will definitely look at it here. And And this is going to help us receive our healing. This is going to help us. This is what the Lord showed me. It's going to help us understand how to receive healing easier, to understand that your body was made in the very beginning to heal itself and regenerate itself, because that's the way God made it. And then, of course, we know that, the scientific world, the medical industry, they all know. Those who study the body and study the cells and the way they multiply and the way – the body is made, along with the brain, of course, the other thing about the brain, to make itself whole. So are you trying to say that we can be made whole without God? No, I'm saying that God made us to be made whole automatically. Because he made our bodies to live forever. Therefore, if you arm cut off, your arm's going to automatically grow back, right? Your arm's going to automatically grow back because your body just is made to live forever. Therefore, it before they sinned, it could not die. Now, I don't even know if it could be hurt or wounded. I don't even know. But when you think about what we have today and what we're looking forward in the future of having the same thing we had, basically, as Adam and Eve had. Now, there's some people out there that know more about this than me that can help me out on this. But
So send me some scripture if you want to. That. So the reason I'm talking about this tonight, because we're going to take communion here in a little bit, and I want us to start understanding that God has made our bodies to restore itself. But it doesn't mean we don't need God. It means that God made us this way. Therefore, when we have God, if Adam and Eve would have stayed with God and stayed in their original state and not sinned, they wouldn't have died, you know, or opened up the door to death. Right? They wouldn't have opened up the door to death. But when they opened up the door to death, now you die physically, when God's original plan was to not die ever. So God had to run Adam and Eve. If you read Genesis chapter 3 and 4, all through there, you'll see that that God ran them out of the garden so that they wouldn't eat of the tree, you know. The old man. Okay, then the Lord God said, Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. Then the Lord said, "Behold, the man has become like us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and live forever." See, they were already going to live forever. But what they did is they partook of good and evil. They sinned. And now God took them out of the garden. Therefore, the Lord said, "Send him out of the garden of Eden to till the ground for which he had," you know, and then so he drove him out. And he placed the cherubims there, east of the garden of Eden, a flaming sword, which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life. So the reason we're talking about this is where I'm going with this, and my whole point of talking about this is to help you understand, help me understand, that God has created our bodies from the very beginning to live forever. And that design has never been changed. It just got interrupted and interfered because we got separated from God, right? Now that Jesus Christ has come on the cross, we're going to celebrate communion tonight, and we have now connected back to God, you can understand why it's so easy, it should be so easy to be healed of every problem and issue that you have, because your body already knows. And here's the thing, the brain. Oh, the brain that Jesus gave to us way back before Calvary, long ago in the garden, when God made man and he had him and Eve, he gave him a brain that was so awesome to live eternity. Okay, so I'm off of that, all right. So your brain has very much to do with being able to work and develop what it was made. Your brain was given the leadership and to rule the body and the soul, right? And so what was put in it? To live forever. Your brain knows that your body is supposed to live forever. That has never been changed, right? What happened is, when Adam and Eve sinned, that's why God ran them out of the garden, so they wouldn't eat of the tree and then live forever in that evil, in that good evil state, right? He didn't want them to live forever like that. He wanted them to, you know, basically let Jesus come and we'll be born again and be cleansed and forgiven of our sins, and then, you know, that would be different. We're going to go a lot of places tonight, so hang on. This is going to be awesome. So to understand that the reason we're dealing with the brain and the restoration of the brain right now so much is because the brain understands and knows and has been designed by God. Now, the devil didn't change that. He only helped us get separated from God so that the power that generates it and activates it couldn't work anymore, right? And that's where hell, it's where the devil got us subject to, you know, not being eternal and to be physically, not just spiritual and soul. So we got to really, this is so awesome to get this, that your spirit, soul, and body, when Satan had got Adam and Eve to sin in the yield pit, then he separated them, their spirit and their soul and their body, he divided it all up. And now their brain is disconnected from I don't know how to explain this, the power source of what made it, so that it doesn't know what it's made to do, at least until you get born again and the Spirit of God begins to come back into your brain and your brain gets renewed. And renew, what is renewal of the brain for? To restore you back to an eternal state, not just spirit, soul, but also in your body. That's why we keep trying to focus people on heaven is awesome. Heaven is amazing. And I'm not downgrading heaven. You guys understand that, right? We've so worshipped heaven, we forgot to worship the God that made us spirit, soul, and body. And when you go to heaven, you don't go to heaven with your body. It's a storage tank, y'all. It's an amazing, awesome storage tank. And it's just, wow, amazing. But it's only for, it's a storage tank for now. And then they're all going to come back. I explained to somebody at the gym tonight, some new Christian friends I just met, husband and wife came there, and they do a lot of things I do, and they came and started talking to me about, and they start talking about heaven. I said, yeah, let me tell you this thing. I can tell you this thing. So I told it to them, and they thought, oh, you see, most people don't think about this, man. But they don't think about it. So what's the purpose of talking about it? What difference does it really make, Brother Randy? Are you splitting hairs? This has nothing to split. It has to do with putting the hair back in your head, putting the brain, getting our brains to get renewed and restored with the engrafted Word of God. To what? To reconnect our brain to, oh, yeah, you're supposed to live forever. Oh, body, not just your soul, your spirit and your soul, that's no doubt about that. But when the brain got disconnected from its design by sin, they sinned with their mind. They sinned with their brain. And when they did that, there was a short, something like that. That's your short. That's a short thing. And so what happened was, you know, there's a short that went on. And so what happened, you know, we just don't realize anymore that we are, that just like, it's very clear in the Bible, this is not some heresy or some second-rate hidden secret mystery message. This is right there, and most people know it. That's why it's easier to talk about than something. Most people know it, but they just don't really connect all the pieces of the puzzle, and I haven't either until just recently. As you guys know, I've talked about this a while, but it's so amazing because it's going to help Dan that not only can your brain has been made, studying the brain, I find that the brain has been made by God, by Almighty God, through Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, to regenerate itself. Your brain cells are supposed to regenerate. When something dies in there, it's supposed to just resurrect something new. You know, that's the way it's been made from the origin to develop. So when you understand when we take communion and we get born again and we get filled with the Holy Spirit and we start taking communion, doing those kind of things, and receive with meekness the engrafted word as we read the word and listen to the word and whatever, then what's happening? What's the renewal process heading toward? It's heading toward one thing, that you can live forever, friend, in this earth, in this earthly body. It may be a new heaven, a new earth, but you're going to have a physical body. You're not just born again to leave your body behind and go to heaven, as amazing as that is. This, y'all have seen the looks on some of the people's faces in the text that I got when I first started talking about this. Oh, but brother, I mean, I tell Cheryl about it. I mean, who was I talking to about that? I'm talking to Julie about it, I know for sure. And I met some new people, some friends of mine tonight, some new friends. And I told them tonight about this too. So if they're listening to the show tonight, God bless you guys for coming on. I don't want to mention your name. I started to mention your name, but I didn't mention your name. But I know, but thank you. I stopped myself, right? So it's so amazing that as I'm telling this to Julie, you know, and most people, they don't think about this. They don't connect it all together. It's like I didn't go. She goes, Randy, like I was getting off into something really weird. I said, no, just think about it. Read the end of the Bible. Read the beginning and read the end. Everything in between was messed up, right? Yes, it was. So what's God saying? He said, hey, I've put it in your brain. Your brain has been made to recover. Why is it made to recover and remake itself and redo and rebuild the brain cells? Why? Because it was made by God in the origin to live forever. when Adam and Eve sinned, God told them, if you eat of the fruit of that tree in the garden, you're gonna die. And they didn't have a clue what that meant, but they didn't die physically. But one thing they did do is they opened themselves up to die physically now. That was the big thing. Now they opened themselves up to where they would physically die. They lived 900 and something years old. I mean, my God, that's amazing, y'all. This is amazing. 990-something years they lived. And now we just think we just really, you know, you're really holy, man. If you live past 95, you make it to 105, you're like really holy. What did you eat? I want to find it. And back then, it's like you didn't live to at least be, you know, 800, 900. It wasn't considered. You were like, you know, something wrong with you, man. Now today, we not go, woo-ah. But I'm telling you, this is literally, if you read the scripture and you read from the beginning, and you read the beginning where you find out right here, I just read this. You read this and study that for yourself. And then read the end of the book where everything's going to be restored like it's supposed to be. Then you're going to find out that there is a, we're coming back to a resurrected body. Thessalonians talks about it, right? So is heaven all that? Well, just make sure you're going to be with Jesus, whether it's on earth or heaven, whatever it is, you need to make sure you get connected to that. So if you do die early, if you don't make it to the end, you know, if you don't endure or whatever you have, then, you know, yeah, going to heaven is going to be amazing. But, hey, you're just going to have to come right back and get your body. Yeah, you are. And that's when you're going to be made whole, friend. So don't be telling me, oh, I just can't wait to get to heaven. It's going to be the ultimate. And yeah, that's pretty ultimate almost. It's almost ultimate, pretty close to ultimate. But just think when you have your physical body and you're walking and ruling and reigning with Jesus, and then when, you know, then whatever you believe on this, but when heaven comes down forever and earth, there's a new heaven and new earth, and then we're living in that thing forever. I mean, forever and ever and ever. I mean, think about that. That just totally wrecks, you know, that ought to change the way we're thinking. And I think the reason we're starting to get some information on this from God and from simply from the Bible, just putting the pieces of the puzzle together, it's not really hard when you just think about it. That the reason we're getting this information is because we're heading that direction rather quickly. I believe we're heading that direction really quick. So why is God opening this up to it? For several different reasons. Because we're about to go through a really hard time. And because of that, you have to understand that you're made to live forever. Your physical body is made to live forever, y'all. What happened? How did it get messed up? Got separated from God in the Garden of Eden. Jesus came back and brought us back to that. Now we need to, when we celebrate the cross of Calvary, whether it's, you know, Passover or Easter or whatever, or communion, whatever we're doing, that you start incorporating this into your thinking, that God is renewing your mind to what? To its original state, right? That's what he's doing. He's renewing your mind, the renewal of your mind. To what? For what purpose? To know that you're not just here to have a good life, that you're here. The ultimate thing is to attain, also didn't attain, nobody's really attained it yet, to attain to the fact that, hey, my brain is now fully activated. I walk in 100-fold understanding, according to Matthew 13, parable that you have new listeners tonight, parable of the seed were planted in the ground and all that kind of thing. Yeah, so when you understand that he's talking about 30, 60, 100-fold understanding and not just about money or about whatever it is, it's all about 30, 60, and 100-fold understanding. So as we have been personally here on PGN, as you guys know, we have opened up that door, literally. God has opened up that door for us to begin to, you know, have our mind renewed on this stuff so that we start realizing what's the goal. Oh, yeah, renew your mind, brother. That's been a popular thing for a long time. But what are we renewing our mind toward? What's the ultimate goal here on the earth? It is to, hopefully, we'll be here when Christ comes back. We'll be here. We're walking with him. Make it through, the troubled times. And Christ comes back. And he goes, good job, Chandler and all you guys. You didn't have to die and go to heaven. And then have to come back. I mean, you know, make a double trip. You were here for the one-time thing. Congratulations, you made it. You know, and so we get a glorified body. Our bodies change. And why? Because hopefully this is my, this is what I'm thinking the goal is. Hopefully, that let's say Jesus split the heavens tomorrow and came back, and we don't have to have our body resurrected because he's going to come back, and then their bodies will be resurrected, except Christ. Their bodies will be resurrected, right? Those who have come back with him, their bodies will raise up and went to the millennium. But you and I, let's say we're alive. Let's just say that, just for an example. And so what would be an amazing thing to have accomplished in the Word of God by the Holy Spirit to have revelation on or hundredfold understanding on would be what? That our brains, which were originally made by God to live forever in the garden, there was not even an inkling in our brain. And the thing that runs us and the thing that with the head and not the tail, what's the head? The brain, right? The brain, your brain. Brain is fully developed by the Holy Spirit, but through the Word of God, fully renewed. And when Jesus splits the sky open and you just got the revelation like 2 weeks ago and your brain literally got it and it all connected and you go, oh my God, I'm supposed to live forever in my physical body. That's, and then people are going to be saying, you're crazy. And you're going to say, no, it's from God. And then all of a sudden you look up and the sky's opening up and here comes Jesus and he says, congratulations. Yes, it's true. And then all of a sudden our grannies and grandmas and papas and whoever, kids, children, whatever, they, all the people that have been killed, they get their body. And we're going like, yeah, but we were the crew, man, that we were believing God for, you know, before Jesus, before we died, we'd have that Jesus come back and that we would get the revelation that we're going to live forever. And about that time, it's like the heavens open up. And about the time we got the revelation, it happened to us, except we never had to die physically because we were here at the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo-hoo! Yippee-yay! Hey, hey, hey. I don't hear anybody saying amen. Doesn't matter, but y'all are a quiet bunch. And I wish I had video tonight so I could at least you could see my face, all this great expression. Yeah. All right. Really, really cool. Carried away again? I think I did. It's only 9:34. We got plenty of time here. But anyway, it's so awesome tonight to be with you guys. And, you know, this is offering night. And I told people tonight, I said, yeah, one thing we don't do, and I tell everybody this, we don't sell anything. We don't sell the Word of God in any fashion or form. We give everything away. And we don't really, you know, go after people for money. We just kind of let people give as God gives it to them, right? And as that happens, it's, you know, truly amazing. Yeah, because he is, you know, he's going to do it all. He's going to provide his way. And so, you know, I was telling my friends, my new friends tonight at the gym about that. Him and his wife were there, and we visited. And the more we visited, the more cool it got. It's a lot of fun. But, yeah, so thank you for giving tonight. People are giving tonight. Thank you for that. This is offering night. You know, we don't poke and prod people. As you know, we just let them give as God gives them. We pray over the offerings on Thursdays. On Wednesdays, as you know, for even new listeners tonight, we have shows every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. On Wednesdays is the night that we prophesy and pray over every person individually. We don't do a lot of, I do a little teaching at the beginning, 30 to 45 minutes, maybe a little longer. And then what we do from there is we promise over to each person. I don't do any talking to people. I just say, hey, who it is, what state you from, and, you know, all that. What's your name, what state you from? And then they say, you know, Texas, and my name's Billy, and then I close them off, and then I pray for them, prophesy over them, and go to the next person. We go from anywhere from, you know, from 20 to 30 to 40 people, depends, sometimes more, you know, on the show. And so it's really cool. And, yeah, I didn't pay for offerings last week, I know. I never did get around to it this week either, did I? That's right, I didn't. Yes, we're going to pray over last week's offerings Thank you for reminding me about that. We're going to pray over last week's offerings and this week's offerings. We're going to put them together. And here's what I kind of thought would be a really cool way to look at this tonight. We're going to be praying over double, like, you know, those who give every week, you know, it's going to be like a double for them. Other than that, we're going to pray for those people, of course, for double for them. But we're going to believe God tonight for double because we didn't pray over last week's offerings because I got really carried away and just went on and on and on. So, you know, every Thursday night we pray over offerings and people give, whether a dollar or $100, whatever it is. We pray over that, and I prophesy over their offering. Although, that's why I can say on Wednesday, we prophesy over everybody. So if you don't never give anything, you don't even like us, but you want a word from the Lord, you know, through this servant, you can call in on Wednesday, and that's all you got to do. You don't have to do anything. You have to be a part of anything, join anything, no secret codes, no nothing. Just call in to the 319-527-6027. And when you call into that number, you will, I will pray for you. All I'm going to do, all I ask you for, call your number, and I'll go, yeah, I'll use part of your number, not all your numbers, no way to know what your number is. I say your first name and what state you're from, not what city you're from, what state you're from, right? So you give me name, Billy from Texas. And I go, okay, Billy, thank you, and I mute you, and then I pray for you. I go to the next person. What's your name? What state you're from? That's all I want to know. I don't want to know anything else. Unless you have a special prayer request, you can say it real quick. But that way we go from caller to caller to caller to caller. And within a couple of hours, we've gone through, you know, anywhere from 20 to 40 callers every Wednesday. We do that every Wednesday. Right? Every Wednesday we do that. So, yes, we are going to pray over offerings tonight, over last week's offerings and this week's offerings together. Sorry about that last week. I did do that. I just got so, man, going. I just, my God, that's really cool. You know, very seldom ever happens, as you know. So I know you guys don't mind, but I never did. I was going to pray over them on Saturday and whenever, and I just never did. So yes. All right. Thank you for that. So give me just a minute here, and I'm going to take you a minute or so away, and I'll be right back. I'm going to count up the offerings. We got most of them already, but maybe some come in during the show, so we'll do that. And all right.
Okay.
All right. All right, give me just a minute. I'll be right back. All right, everybody, let's get our communion cups together and let's get ready for the communion tonight. Thank you. I've got it ready here to go. So all the offerings are mixed up from last week to this week, so if I don't get it perfectly exactly in the right order as it should be, you understand why. All right, thank you for that. And let's go through that. All right, got it. All right, let's open up and thank you, Jesus, for your body and your blood. Just a moment.
got your communion with you there. Let's lift it up and let's believe God for the body and the blood of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I love communion night. And so grateful to God that we can do this together. Open up. All right, so open to 1 Corinthians 11. Let's read together here tonight if you want. Paul the Apostle is talking here. Hang on a second. Are you mixing last week with this week by donation amount, or are you praying over last week's first, then this week's? No, I'm adding them together. I'm adding them together. So if you gave... yeah, I'm going to add them together. We gave $30 last week and $30 this week. I'm going to put you in the $60 department. Yeah, is that what you're asking me? I think what you're asking me. Yes, good question. Okay, Angela, asking me to pray. Karen, yes, make sure I don't miss any prayer requests here. Give me a moment here. Okay, if you have any prayer requests, make sure and get them in there, please. I would be glad to pray over them. Unless you have it in there already. Okay, there we go, got that. All right, give me a second. I just realized I forgot a couple of things. I forgot, but I didn't check all my text here. Okay, thank you for that. Nope. All right. Okay. This one. Okay. Okay. All right. Give me just a moment here. I think I need to check one more thing here real quick. Thank you. You guys know what it's like on Thursdays. You never know what's going to happen, right? We're going to take communion. So we're trying to do that. Let's try to get one thing done at a time here if I can. All right. Thing here, thank you. I'm at it. All right, y'all. I think I'm getting it together here. A lot that goes on for this little boy. All right, I think we're doing pretty good. I think I've hit everything as far as I can tell. Okay. Let's take communion. I think I've got all the offerings, and I will add your offering last week to, and we put it in the order of the amount that it is, like we try to do. All right. I got this right.
First Corinthians 11, let's lift it up. Let's believe God. You know, tonight we're sharing with you something that I'm just learning about. I've never put all this stuff together. The puzzle pieces are coming together for me in a lot of different ways. Why God wants to renew the brain, the mind, and get it functioning fully, because it has been created to for the body to live forever. But when we sinned, of course, when Adam and Eve sinned, then we inherited that sin nature, and then we died from then on. So they didn't die physically at that moment, but they opened themselves up to physical death. So when God said they would die, I'm seeing that now, y'all. I'm seeing that now as they did die. Because they weren't going to die at all, and then they did die. Might have been 900-something years, but they still died. That compared to eternity is a short time. You see what I'm saying? I mean, that is that new to y'all? Y'all into that? Y'all into that? I don't know. It seems very interesting to me. So I can't tell. You know, sometimes when I get stuff, it's like, well, everybody knows that. What it seems like. Like, we ought to all know that. You know, it seems like it's just common knowledge, but to me, it's not common knowledge, so I'm just trying to check with you guys, make sure that, you know, whatever. I'm normal. God bless. Okay, let's lift it up. Let's get ready, because we're going to believe God tonight to open you up to the fact that you're supposed to live forever. Sin entered they ate of the tree, ate of the fruit. They died. It's like God said they would, except they didn't die right then. But it's almost like God was saying, if you eat of this fruit, you're going to be dead in about 900 years. To us, we'd be going like, "Ooh, my God, I'll take that." But then they were going to live forever. So how was the brain and the body created? To live forever, right? If it had been made to just not live forever, it would have been made to die. He wouldn't be able to say, if you eat this fruit, you're going to die, right? Because if your brain was made to live, you know, for you to live, your body to live, to be 100 years old, he would have been tagged in there 100 years old. See what I'm saying? Does that make sense? And are y'all even hearing this? Listening? Because this is hot stuff. This is really, really hot stuff out of the oven. I love bread. Fresh out of the oven. There's some butter on it. Oh, my God. Don't even make me hungry. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Let's eat the bread tonight. Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. We were taking fresh bread tonight. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat, friend. Open our eyes, Lord. Help our brains to open up to the eternal life of Christ Jesus. Not just for us going to heaven eternity and having eternity in our spirit, but living forever in our human bodies, which will be someday. We've been made to do it. Now, why can't we just receive simple healing and restoration? Because our brain, our renewal of our mind, eat my body. In the same manner, also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's drink. Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Amazing stuff. My Lord and my God. God, open our minds up, our brain, our literal physical brain, and our mind to know our origin is from God Almighty. What was the original template from which we were made?
That's the one we want, God. We want the real one. We want the original one. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Kakele prokosha maniko. Papa. Open us up to the Father tonight in Jesus' name. Open us up to the Father in the name of Jesus, to the Creator, how we've been created in Jesus' name. And any bodies that are sick, any brain cells that are dead, need to come alive again, whatever you have going on that is not in your original template, how you were originally made, in Jesus' name, I declare and decree to you, to Christ the Messiah, we're connecting you to your Creator to remake you in the image and likeness of Christ Jesus as you were in the beginning of the beginnings. Hallelujah. When he was drawing up the plans. Hallelujah. How you were going to be made to live forever. May your body come alive. It is made to heal itself and stay healed forever, to never die. Now we're eating of the fruit of your body. Now we're eating drinking of the fruit of the vine. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ and his blood, we drink of his blood and eat his body tonight, God Almighty. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Restore bodies tonight, God. Let the brain and the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, who created, who put the design of God to action through making man out of dirt and creating him a brain that says, you're going to live forever, boy and girl. Yeah. Just don't eat of that tree. And you'll never enter in death. As soon as he died, friend, I don't know how long, I can't remember exactly how Adam and Eve lived. I think it was like 900 something years. Yeah, like he said, if you eat that tree, you're going to be dead. Well, what he was saying was you're going to be dead about 900 years. And compared to eternity, that's like really sad. Wouldn't it be nice if we could do that today? Mind-boggling revelation. Heaven, through the Word of God. Amen. Let's just pray that we attain it, right? How are we going to do that? By the renewal of your mind, through the engrafting of the Word of God into your soul, for the saving of your soul. Your soul will be totally saved or totally renewed or totally rebuilt. Hallelujah. Because you know your spirit man already is. Uh-huh. Done. Done. Woo! I tell you, I'm excited, y'all. Like, I'm getting so much revelation at a whole different level. Ever since we went to war here on the show on a Thursday night, what a month, and what is today? But let's look at, see the exact date on that, because I'm trying to keep this documented and in the minds of the people, too. That was on November the 16th, so that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago. 8 weeks ago, we declared war on the system, and that system entails, you know, death and hell and the grave and you name everything. We went after the system, declaring war on it. And as you know, it was like 8 weeks ago, and last week. Woo, that's been like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, about 12 days ago, I got the revelation from the movie of my family, the Osage Indians. That was on December the 30th and 31st. And on January 1st, I brought it to the show to begin the year out with that. Wow. Are y'all able to keep up with all this? I know you got your own stuff going on. God's showing you your stuff. But my God, I can't argue with my own. It's like mind-boggling. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Okay. Well, let's start praying over offerings tonight. And anybody got any testimonies? We just took communion. So we took communion over our teaching tonight. All right. So Yeah, awesome. Really awesome.
Okay. Let me hang on a second here. I'm going to make sure I'm not missing anything. Okay, wait a little bit. Let me see here. Yeah, okay, that right. I do have it right. I forgot I'm sure Megan. Yeah. Yeah, okay, here we go. All right, let's go with this. All right, this is our friend here, buddy, new name Megan, $5. Thank you both for Megan tonight. I don't know if she's listening tonight or not. She gave last week. Megan gave last week $5. Thank you, Megan, for that. January the 5th, $5. Thank you. Megan, we thank you for Megan. And Megan, I see that, you know, as God renews your mind and as he restores your thinking and you start being able to put into action the word of God that he's given you, then you're going to start finding God's going to start building your life. Everything's been being torn down. God's going to rebuild your life. And he rebuilds your life from the inside out. Right, he builds your mind, starts building your mind, receive with meekness the engrafted word for the saving of your soul. Your soul, when you're born again, you're born again, you're going to live forever in Christ Jesus. You're a spirit man, never sin. But your soul, different story. So it has to be renewed and changed, and as it changes, and it is changed by the word of God, renewing of your soul, your mind, by the word of the living God, the engrafting of the word. You know, as you read the word, this is the word, and God begins to make it real for you. Then that's the building. So God's going to build you from the inside out so that next time something comes upon you, you're going to be able to stand. It's not going to be able to crush you because you're going to be strong from the inside out like never before. Nothing you haven't been already. God's going to really start building you, revealing his word to you, and making you strong from the inside out so that when things get burdens get put on you by people or even burden yourself, whatever you do, that you're going to find yourself being able to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. And God restoring back to you things that belong to you. All right, so I see God restoring you. And as you can handle, he's going to restore you financially too. He's going to restore your finances and your ability to handle finances because you've got to be able to handle them for God. God's not a fool. You don't give a kid, you know, $500,000, put it in his lunchbox when he's in the third grade, see what he does with it. You might put a dollar in there, or 50 cents, but or five these days, but not a half a million, right? Whatever. So he gets it to you as your brain matures, as your spiritual brain matures, right? And it's like a child, when they brain mature, we give them more responsibility. And even though they want it, they don't know what to do with stuff because their brain hadn't got there yet. Not that they're stupid. They just are growing. All right. Very, very awesome. Okay, Shannon, $7. Thank you, Lord, for Shannon, for jobs to come in and for businesses and connections to his wife, please. Yes, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, Lord, for every destructive force that would try to hinder him and push him away and keep him from pursuing you with all of his heart. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that Shannon will pursue you with all of his heart even more so. Because the more your heart gets opened up to God, the more you pursue him with it, right? The more my heart, the more Randy Chandler's heart gets opened up to God. And believe me, you know, I don't know anybody who's attained to the fullness of the heart being open to God. So the more my heart is open to God, Shannon, the more I'm able to be blessed and to, you know, God can speak to me and give me things that I can handle. And so thank you, Jesus, as you're renewing and rebuilding his soul, his heart. The part of you that that knows that you know that God is on your side, right? And when God is on your side, it could be an issue. If God is for you, one of the biggest things, Shannon, I've gone through in the last few years is finding out that if God is for me, who could be against me? I mean, in literal physical, just like Abraham learned, you know, Pharaoh was killing him for his wife, which is so beautiful, so he compromised that a little bit, and yet God took care of him anyway. God is gracious. He shows, he knows we're not perfect. He knows we don't see and know everything. We don't have every promise. You know, we're not walking in all the promises when he first says, oh, guess what? I'm going to protect you from everything. Okay. And like we get it right away. No, it has to be worked in us through life, through putting it into action. Well, thank you, Lord, for helping him in his business. In Jesus' name, connect to that wife, God, so we can, you know, be fruitful and multiply and be blessed. All right, Andrea, $10. Thank you both for Andrea. Andrea gave $5 last week and gave $5 this week. So that comes up to $10. So thank you, Lord. Amen. Shannon says, amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. How good you're listening tonight. Thank you on that. So thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you, Jesus, for Andrea, God. I thank you, Lord, for an awakening with you, like you getting this, like your soul and your mind becoming so focused on God in a way that you never have before, you know, like a renewal of your passion for your calling in Christ Jesus, knowing that if I have to do it alone, I'll do it. You know, whatever it takes, God, though you slay me, yeah, I'm going to praise you. And I see this fire being, you know, that's been shut up in your bones, just coming alive. And God just roaring through you. And I need you. Come on. Let's go forward. Let's move forward with this thing. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for opening up her heart in Jesus' name, where she can contain that fresh outpouring of zeal and energy that comes from the Lord Jesus, the pure, unadulterated energy that comes from God's purposes and God's will in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Paulette tonight. Paulette gave 15 last week, and then I don't think she's doing anything this week that I can see. Let me make sure that I got that right. All right. Okay. Yeah, that was from last week. Oh, that was on. Paulette gave 15 this week too. 15 this week and 15 last week, maybe? Did I get that mixed up? No, that's... Okay, yes, $30. Oh, my gosh, I almost messed that up. I'm glad I thought about that. Paulette, thank you. I mean, you didn't remind me about that, but that is really cool that I got that. December 20th. Oh, no, that was a couple of weeks ago. Okay. It's live. Whatever. Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Paulette tonight. Thank you, Lord, for renewing and restoring, God, that her the passion of knowing that the love of God is what we need. The love of God is what we live for. The love of God. Because when you walk in the love of God, Paulette, as you know, you start loving when you walk in the will of God, the love of God in you is able to cause you to love what you do. When you love what you do, when you love going to work, when you love doing, you know, whatever you're doing, then you find yourself with, it takes less energy to do it,
and you enjoy it a lot more. You know, so whatever you're doing, as God, you know, opens you up to the love realm, where you start loving, you start falling in love with somebody, as you know, or loving a person, or being loved by a person. Love is many different things. When God gives you something new, He wants you to love it. And He wants you to, I love what I do. I love, yeah, you know, you like, yeah, I love what I do. You like doing that stuff? Yeah, I love it. Why? I don't love it. I wouldn't want to be doing what you're doing. Yeah, that's because I'm called to it and you're not, right? Exactly. So I thank the Lord for that love realm, God, of giving her love for things, that her energy to do what she does will take less of it. Because you don't really want to go do whatever it is you're going to be doing. It takes more energy to get there, right? Yeah, it does. And it's like, but when you love going, it's like, you can't wait, man. It's like, you just soar. It's like you flow up there instead of going against the wind. So thank you, Jesus, for the love realm, God, with her. And Jesus, you know what it's like, you know, when you're in love. I don't know if you were younger or whatever, we fell in love for the first time. I mean, life just kind of like just went, you know, flowing right by. And when we don't have love, we're having a lot of problems. Like, everything is like, oh, my God, it's like so difficult. Yeah, so the love, that's why love is so powerful, because it causes us to think on a whole different level. I mean, we don't even worry about things. People can be ugly to us when we fall in love. And, okay, yeah, all right, sorry, feel that way, bye. So if you're having a hard time and they slap you upside the head with some mouthy word, you're ready to slap them back, right? Maybe not physically, you know, but yeah. But when you're in love, it's like, okay, yeah, see ya. Like, it doesn't even phase you. That's what the love realm is. Oh, amen. All right, thank you, Sally, for $20. Thank you, Lord, for that 20, and thank you, Jesus, for her life, God, that you're, you know, restoring her ability to think on her own, as far as, you know, get her own thoughts from God, get her own individuality, in the Lord, and becoming the person that she knows that you called her to be, God, without having to get approval of people, right? You have to have approval from people to be somebody or be something or try to perform for them. It just doesn't do well. But I think the Lord, that with Sally, God, I think that you're giving her that uniqueness, that thing, knowing that she's unique, that she has her own thing, she got her own plan. You know, you got your own plan for her individually. And as she's walking in that individual plan, it will come into agreement with those who that plan fits in with. Right? No, you don't have to make things work together with people. When you're walking the same plan that they're walking in, what you do is that yeah. Okay. Okay, here's this. Okay. Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm adding together the offerings, right? If you gave 5 last week or 10 last week, then I'm adding them together. In other words, you gave 20 last week and then 10 this week, that's 30. All right, I don't think I explained that earlier, but that's what I'm doing tonight. Somebody already asked me that question if I was going to mix them together. So if you gave 20 last week and then 10 this week, or you gave 30 last week and 10, that's going to be 40 instead of the 30 round. All right, that makes sense. Thanks for asking, because I know other people asking the same thing. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. And for Sally, God, for that individuality of knowing that who she is. Because when you know who you are in Christ, when we come to God, Sally, all by ourselves. It's not, you know, when I got saved, we got born again, I came to Him all by myself. I didn't have a human being could go with me. They might hold my hand or something as I prayed the prayer or pray the prayer with me or something. But I stood before God, me and Him alone. And so God's going to really wants to energize you in that area and renew you in that area to know that, you know, between you and God, being who you are, what you're called to be, it's all that's important. And then when you do that, when you walk in that, then you will fit in with the people, with the business situation, life circumstances. You will fit in like a piece of puzzle, because the puzzle pieces are put together by according to the will of God and who fits with who. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for opening up. Amen. All right, Daryl from Daryl Paul. $20 last week, and then $10.13 this week, which is $30.13. Caldera, Paul, thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I see God using you as a guide to guide others. Because as you learn to be guided by Him, Daryl Paul, you're going to guide others. You're going to be leading others. God's calling you to lead others. But here's what happens first. As you know, Paul says, follow me as I follow the Lord, right? So we learn how to follow the Lord. We can follow the Lord maybe 10%, 20%. But the higher levels we come to following the Holy Spirit, being led by the Holy Spirit, then we become, if you will, eligible for other people, for God to allow them to follow us as we follow the Lord. So I see God really, giving you confidence in that area and showing you that He's leading you and guiding you, putting you in a place to where He's leading you. Therefore, other people are going to see your example and they're going to go, man, I want what He's got. How did you get that? Oh, well, I'm just going to follow what you do. Okay. I'm going to pay attention to what you do. Yeah. And so then you got to find yourself in more responsibility. And it's going to make you get closer to God. And you get closer to God, you're going to get closer to God, right? And so to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit means two things. Number one, you get guided by Him. And number two, people follow what you do, and you're called to lead. God's called you to lead. Amen. And to be a guide for others, to lead and guide. Amen. So He's going to really give you confidence in that area and show you, it's hard to know people are following you, man. I mean, I think if people follow my example, it's scary, right? So it really takes the confidence, Daryl, as you know. It takes confidence in God knowing that people are following your lead. And so it makes you really want to, make sure you're being led, right? So it kind of helps you sanctify yourself and set yourself apart under the Lord even more so. And you got the anointing right there, because God wants us to not only be led, but for others to be able to follow our example. So thank you, Lord, for that. And God's going to, of course, then your reward system picks up. You go from getting, as an example, $20 an hour to $40 an hour, because you're now not only being led, doing things for God, but you're now other people are being led with you. So you get an increase in your salary from God. Literally, physically, he will do that. It happens in all different kinds of ways, but it happens. Amen. That's why we're taking on more responsibility. Yeah. So it just, yeah. Anyway. All right, Deborah and John, $33. Thank you, Lord, for Deborah and John, for blessing them, God. Thank you, Lord, for your calling them, God, to the cross of Calvary, to the work of bringing people to the real Christ, to the real Lord, to the real Jesus. And to help land them on the Word of God, where they're standing on the Word, where Deborah, called to call people to stand on the Word, so that when they go through hell and high water, they're going to look back and go, well, thank you, Deborah, for God using you to help me stand on the Word of God. Wow, because before I was flopping around, one of them going to make it. And so if you, establish them on the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God, then, not only does God reward you, but He rewards, as people get rewarded for what you've helped them walk in, then those rewards also come to you too, from God. And so reward systems increase in how we multiply, increase upon us. It's kind of like, it's not a pyramid system, a pyramid system. That's the Masons, right? They're pyramid. We're not pyramids. We're like, what are we? I don't know. We're something really cool, though. So the system that we have is like, when we bring people into the kingdom, either just not necessarily born again, but just maybe we're teaching them whatever we're doing, and they learn truth from us, then, and they start putting that into action, and they get rewarded for that, then, you get rewarded for their rewards too. God sees Eric, so as it builds and builds and builds. I'm not just talking about spiritual reward. I'm talking about literal physical God rewarding you financially. Because the whole thing about all this is it's not just about spiritual rewards and getting more anointing. It's about everything. All the riches that you need, all the wealth you need from the earth, whatever it is, as you, it's like when you are a chief, you're an executive, you get paid a lot. You become a chief executive, you get paid a lot more. All right, so because what, you got more people under you, so to speak. So thank you, Lord, for that reward system in Jesus' name, and bless John, God, help John to see, you know, that there's something that truly what's going on. There's something major going on, and that you're taking everybody and everything to a new level, and that John will say okay to that. He will say, yes, Lord, bring me up, bring me higher, you know, whatever it takes, the fear and reverence law of God, be upon him at a different level. As I grow in God, like the night that Joe Biden became the president, and God said, now everything I showed you is going to come to pass. You know, the fear of God hit me. I mean, I had the fear of God in my life before God, but not that took me to a different level of fear and reverence for all of God. I mean, and then it's happened more and more, you know, as we've gone along. The day the war started, you know, is another level where the fear and reverence for all of God just went to another level. Like, oh, my God, what does that do? You become fearful in a holy way that, you know, which causes you to be very, very aware of God. What pleases him. That's what the fear of God does. It makes you very aware of you want to please him with everything you got. And so I thank the Lord for that with John, for opening up that the reverential fear and awe of God is actually fearful to fall into the hands of the living God. It's actually fearful. When that fear came on me, it was actual fear, but it was godly fear. It felt like fear, but it was a pure fear, a glorious fear, a wonderful, awesome fear. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, Lord. Oh, whoa. And I went, and then your mind just starts being awakened little by little to the awesomeness of God, the fear and awe of God. Yeah. And the fear of God opens you up to the awesomeness of God. All right. I know Terrence and Tanisha gave $26, and I'm putting that down. And then they gave... yeah, $260. So that's going to be put down there later. So sorry, guys. Okay, where am I at here? Okay, Angela from South Carolina, 3131. She said, "Pray for Karn Otto. Thank you, Lord, for Karn Otto. We thank you, Jesus, that you will, you know, that the threat of, you know, businesses being threatened by different things and the people coming under fear and all this stuff happening, that you're welcome, Deborah. Thank you so much. All right. Cool. All right. So the fear that's coming upon people by different things. So I thank you, Lord, that you are awakening her, God, to, and as we pray for Karn Otto, that you have Angela in your sights, God. You're watching over her. She's seeking you with all of her heart, and you're watching over her. You're going to provide for her. You're going to thrust her through, and always giving her raises, God, giving her raises. Even if we go from one job to the next job, in that job you get a raise, or you get a raise within your job. And whatever it is, that God's going to show you that no matter what's going on, when you're obeying him, he's going to give you a raise. That raise may come through, you know, maybe your book taking some sales and this. So I don't know. But one way or the other, God's going to increase you and multiply you in Jesus' name. And that's what you keep your eyes on, is that God's called you to increase and multiply. He said, be fruitful and multiply. So when we do that, that means that there's a lot of different ways to be fruitful and multiply. One of them is, of course, do what God says, obey God. And what does he do? He increases and multiplies you. Never takes away from you. Even if something gets taken away from us temporarily, whatever that is, you know, then he will add to you because he's going to take you somewhere bigger, somewhere greater. He's going to multiply you. God wants you to just keep your mind on. He's going to multiply you, increase you. And Lord, we pray for the boss. We pray for the owners at Karn Otto. We pray for God that they will see the value in Angela. God, in Jesus' name, and that you will begin to open up doors so they can find ways to, creative ways on how to, you know, expand their business, cause things to, you know, shift and open up and do better, and increase and multiply. Because you want Angela to increase and multiply, so you want them to increase and multiply. Amen. In Jesus' name, open it up. That's what God wants, period. Excellent. All right. Charles and Nikki, $50. Thank you both for that.
I think they give it this week. I think they did. I think it was last week. Yeah, that was last week. Thank you. All right. 10-4. Yeah, 10-4. 10-4. That's 10-4.
All right. Thank you, Nikki and Charles, in Jesus' name. We thank the Lord for their you know, ability to connect across the boards. It's just like, you know, God has really called you guys to be able to talk to anybody, be with anybody, dwell with anybody. You know, like some people, all they can do is hang out with the Democrats in the political arena. They can only hang out with their kind, the Democrats, the Republicans, and sometimes they're so whatever, they can only hang out with their own kind. But sometimes you can have people who believe just the opposite you do and be best friends with them. You know, I think God's giving you that, you guys, that ability to do that. And so it's a calling like in your life. And so I think it's used for that, for building them up in that area and increasing them, multiply them, and let that be a blessing to them, that ability for them to communicate and to befriend people and to befriend the sinners, God, that will come back upon them in Jesus' name in blessing, financial blessing in other ways too. In Jesus' name, you give them that favor and increase and multiply them, Father, and that ability to, like Jesus said, to be a friend to sinners. Just the whole realm of being friends with anybody, not just sinners, but being friends with people who don't believe like you do. I mean, the Baptist, the Methodist, Church of Christ, just finding that, you know, thing and connecting with them. You guys have a powerful thing of doing that. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen and blessings for that. Sandra and Robert gave $25 last week and $25 this week. That's $50. So thank you, Sandra and Robert, for that. Thank you, Lord, for that. We're thanking you for the double for everybody tonight, God. This is like, I didn't pray last week over the offering, and this week we're praying over this week's and last week's. So thank you, Lord, for this week and last week. We thank you for double for everybody, no matter what. In the name of Jesus, we just loosen them, God. We thank you, Lord, for freedom. We thank you for the patience that you've given them to endure until the end and to know that once that we break through, it's like we're actually breaking through a veil. That's kind of what happened to me on November the 16th. I declared war on the system. Revelation 18 declared war on all that. And, you know, I broke through. You know, it was crazy. Block Talk went up the air for us for a couple of weeks, I think, something like that. You know, so I was wondering if we lost it forever, honestly, because we declared war. You know, the very night we declared war, the show was shut off early. That's the truth. People who listened to it, you know, were very knew that was going on. It just shut off just like that when I declared war. So, you know, that was a big thing. And so, but what happened was, you guys, the veil was rent, some kind of something, whatever you want to call it, I broke through. And then all of a sudden, brand new things started being revealed to me. I mean, things that were hidden since God knows how long, since the 1900s, that connected to me and it being brought out into the public in a movie of all things. It's unbelievable. Amazing. So thank you, Jesus, for that. And that's what I see happening with you guys. Like, you know, your perseverance is sharpening your sword so that when you go to war, when you, you know, whatever you need to go to war on, it's going to pierce it, going to pierce the darkness. And, yeah, not be afraid of it, not being afraid of darkness of any kind. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Haley, $100. Thank you, Haley, for that. In Jesus' name. Well, you know what? I think that we do have, hang on a minute. I think we have, hang on a second. I think I missed somebody tonight. I do remember a Wells Fargo, a Zelle thing coming in. Yeah, there it is right there. Oh, Angela gave 22 more. Angela, I just realized you gave 22. I didn't see that. So that made your, so Angela, sorry, I didn't fit in my grill. All right, so that makes that, add 22 to that. Oh, gosh. All right, so we got you there. All right, so 31, 31, and then 22 for tonight. Thank you, Angela, for that. We decree and declare double on your life for that God doubles you and increases you and multiplies you. in the name of Jesus. That's, yeah. That's what I caught that. Thank you, Lord, for helping me catch that in Jesus' name. All right, so Haiti tonight, what reminded me about it was that Haiti gave to that same system to Zelle. Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Okay, thank you. Got it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for Haley in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I thank you that you opened her up, God, to just thinking about the future of being, of having business, of having a business, of having, you know, being in control of what you do, if you will, you know, as the Lord guides you. We are in control of things because we give the control of our lives to God, and He tells us what to do. Therefore, you know, in Him, we are in control. We rule and reign with Him. So God really wants to open you up, Haley, to ruling and reigning with Christ. And in other words, you know, being in control with Him. But it's all under His inspiration, all under being yielded to Him. And start changing your mindset to the business mind that you have. I don't think you realize you have a business mind. And God's going to show you some things, how to do, what to do with them. And you're going to make a great business person, so God's going to, you know, I don't know how much time it's going to take, but God's going to awaken you to that. You're going to find yourself tapping into that, and God will be blessing you with it. Amen. So He's opening your mind up, reminding you, opening your mind up to renew your mind to a much higher level of just, you know, I'm going to be working for somebody the rest of my life, which is not a bad thing. Not many people are called to do that. God's going to call you to work a business. So, amen. In Jesus' name, open that up for her, God, and bless her and cause it to come to pass in Jesus' name. And let her see it in her, what you see you can do. Because you know what? Like when Jesus told Peter, cried, who's the Messiah? You are, Lord. He said, my Father has shown you that. You know, my Father revealed it to you. Not flesh and blood, but my Father. When he saw that, he saw it. Time to get it going on, but he did. Eventually, he, you know, was amazing. All right, so thank you, Lord, for Haiti for that. As you say, Andrika, $100. Thank you, Andrika, for that. We just bless you, Andrika. Thank you, Lord, for the $50 for ESW Auto Sales. Lord, we just bless ESW Auto Sales. God, I thank you for let it rise above the competition. Let it rise above. If you want to call it competition, rise above. The being able to increase and multiply and do things that other people haven't been able to do and cause it to be in a way that other people don't understand what's going on, what's happening. And just increase and multiply. You have to be honest with God in Jesus' name. Increase and multiply. Hallelujah. Because you're honoring your servant in Jesus' name. All right, Tyreek, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Tyreek. Bless Tyreek, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving him strength in his mind and the mental part of him, God, to give him strength and courage to build him up and let him know that you're with him and on his side, and you're teaching him how to get on God's side about everything. And sometimes we try things and we do things and we learn, you know, what's on God's side and what's not on God's side. So the more we get on God's side about things and do things His way, the more God's on our side, if you will. So we're gonna find out that four more as you go, how to get God on your side, right? Like, actually, we get on His side, and because we're on His side, it means He's on our side. And Jesus, they open that up for Him, God. Hallelujah. And show Him the ways of God for Torre. Jesus, name, I thank you, Lord, for Torre. I thank you, Lord, for the business part of Him, God. That Jesus said to his young boy, he said, don't you know, Mom, that I'm about my Father's business? And that Torre will get a revelation of that, about my Father's business, about my Father's business, and open that up for him, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We will know what he's supposed to do and called to do, and he will gravitate, you know, he will be drawn to what he's called to do, God. Amen, in Jesus' name. Even with that realizing, it will just happen automatically. All right, Victor, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Victor. Thank you, Jesus, for Victor, for peace that passes understanding, God, that the peace in Victor, God, that Victor will walk in peace and know that not let things disturb Victor, and that not things that you know, some things should, the things that need to bother him, bother Victor, let it bother Victor. The things that aren't supposed to bother him, don't let it bother him. In other words, unnecessary things that disturb us and make us fearful and make us question or make us do whatever, that God, you will show him how to not let those things mess with it. If you need to be moved by something, then you be moved by it, not be moved. In Jesus' name, only moved by the things that are good and that are lovely and that are pure and that are innocent and beautiful and that are of God. In Jesus' name, everything else, don't let it move you. Amen. In Jesus' name, let him understand that, Father. Amen. All right, Chris, $10. Thank you, Lord, for Chris. Thank you, Jesus. Chris will begin to know the end from the beginning of a thing. When something begins and you do it, you work it until it comes to an end, and then when it comes to an end, it's over. You know, it's finished, that's done, we move on to something else. Finish that, we move on. And how to start things and how to finish them. You know, how to go through the process of finishing them. Jesus said, you know, to what pleases the Father is to finish what we start. And I think the Lord that you've given him an anointing, God, and shown him in ways to structure his brain, his thinking, his mind, on how to, when he starts something that you've given him to do, that he will finish it. And there's some things that we start that we find out that's not really God, you know, then we just, you know, get that over to God too, right? Trash it. Sometimes we trash things. Amen. All right. Andrika, $10. Thank you, Jesus, for Andrika. Thank you, Lord, for broadening her understanding, her ability to be able to believe God for things that don't seem possible, that they're possible. Sometimes it may do through a lot of change, a lot of rearrangement. Sometimes God wants to, do more with us. He, you know, tears down the old and builds a new. So thank you, Lord, for the tearing down of the old and the building of the new. The building of the new. Preparation for the future. Building of the new. Building of the new. Building of the new. In Jesus' name. Sometimes, you know, when Jesus came, you know, the law passed away. And something new begins. Again, let the new beginning, Father, be fresh in her mind, knowing that that's what you do. It's never going to end. It's never going to stop. It's just going to keep continuing on. It's going to may move into a new. It's going to move into a new beginning. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Cheryl from Florida, $100. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Jesus, for the mark of. Of quality, of knowing what quality is, quality decisions, quality of life, you know, not just necessarily quantity, but quality. God showing you what quality from the Holy Spirit is and really opening you up to that so that we don't have to spend a lot of time, you know, trying to get a lot of things going on, but we choose the things that are God has called us to do and focus on those and let the other ones just kind of whatever. Right, focusing on what's important, throwing away the bad, keeping the good. All right, so thank you, Jesus, for that and for giving her the strength and the discernment on how to know what's important, what's of God, you know, and what's not. I've had a lot of things in my life that, you know, I thought they were God at first, and then I started seeing God first show me how to, you know, learn to let things go and to focus on the things. But then, like when they had Ishmael became a problem. It had a lot of energy, caused problems in the family, type of situation. And so Sarah said, get him out. And Abraham says, no. And God says, yeah, do what she said. So they got free of that, and then they focused on Isaac. And then he moved into a whole other level of blessing. And that's when he was asked to give up Isaac, which took him to a whole other level of blessing. So he started focusing. He was able. The reason God had Sarah want to get rid of Ishmael and had Abraham do it because it was about so we could focus on one thing and not be divided, you know. So thank you, Lord, for that. Focusing on one thing in Jesus' name. Amen. Deborah and Mark, $116. Thank you, Lord, for that. Bless them, Jesus. Increase and multiply them, God. I thank you for the freedom to, you know, as we transition into a new system, that they will find themselves understanding what a new system is, what the old system does, and how it is passing away, just like when Jesus died on the cross. You know, the whole purpose of that was something new is beginning. The system we've been a part of, you know, it's been okay. It's been what we've been a part of. We've been in it, but not of it, right? We're not of it, but now God says we can't be in it,
And so God's going to show you how to not be in it. And now, now if we're in it, we're going to be of it. God is going to show you guys how to, you know, separate yourself unto the Lord, unto Him in every way, to where we don't partake of the plagues. They're going to be plagues. And then God has called His people to come out from among them and be holy. Thank you, Jesus, for that whole realm of coming unto you, Jesus, and being separate and holy. And then God has got some systems set up for us to enter into. It's being done right now. So God can open up that and show us how to walk in that, develop that in Jesus' name. Amen. Mike and Veronica, $150. Thank you both for that. That was last week. And thank you, Jesus. $150. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, for Mike and Veronica. $150. Thank you, Lord, for giving him discernment, God, on how to, deactivate things, how to not fall into the traps of things. You know, that's what I've had to learn to do the last 5 years, is they set traps for you one way or the other, and if we're aware of it, then we just don't step into it. Don't make a big deal out of it. When I don't step into it, unless God tells me to, I just go on ignore it. Like sometimes the enemy wants us to put all of our attention on what they did, what they almost did, and what, you know. And so what I've learned to do is learn to just walk away from it and okay, thank you, Jesus, that I didn't step into that. Thank you, Lord, that you helped me, you showed me. I think God's really going to show you how to discern, how to not give it the attention that the enemy wants to give to it. Like, pay attention to me. Get your eyes. That's what the storm did. The storm with Peter was, the purpose of the storm was to get his attention off of Jesus, right? Because the storm was very real, very, very real. But Jesus was even more real and more powerful. So what was the storm's strategy was to get his eyes off of Jesus and onto the storm, which was real, right? And so that's what I've had to learn to do. I'm still learning how to do it. I don't have it perfect. But the more I learn how to do that, the more it saves me a lot of trouble and a lot of, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that, type thing. But God, anoint him, bless him in Jesus' name. Open up his heart to be encouraged. Amen, in Jesus' name. All right, Angela Joy gave $124, $10, and then $70. That's 204. So you should have been a little bit further down the road. Anyway, here we go. 204. I believe that's right. Yeah, 70 and 130 is 2, and then there you go. All right, thank you, Jesus, for 204 from Angela, and thank you, Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord, for that. Like she was believing last week for that increase in multiplication, and I think I started praying over your offering. You were one of the offerings that I started praying over when I got distracted, right, and got distracted pretty wild-like, and it's really amazing to me. But, Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that just like that, you're going to just all of a sudden, and it's going to be caught up into the glory, caught up into a thought, caught up into the mind, the thinking that God is thinking. Because when He puts His thoughts in us and we start allowing those thoughts to come into us, then we start thinking those thoughts, then suddenly those thoughts take us somewhere, right? Those thoughts cause us to go somewhere. Where do we go? With God. That's what happened with me last week. It's like, I never hardly ever not pray over offerings. All of a sudden, boom, the Lord just like, I just was caught up in a whole other place and went somewhere and stayed there. Because when we get a word from God, when God gets our attention, there's a reason for that, as you know. And so, I see God really just doing that. Like He did with me last Thursday. I think I was praying over your offering. I think maybe somewhere around there, maybe one after you, I can't remember exactly, but then all of a sudden, boom, I got His thoughts to go off with it, and we stayed on that. Do I regret that? No. Because I went somewhere. And when I go somewhere, we all go somewhere. Amen. At least the doors open so people can walk in if they want to. So thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, bless you with that. Increase and multiply her. The ability to just take off and go wherever you want. The word of the Lord. Okay. All right. Awesome. We've got Regina, $50. I'm going to send out Regina here. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. Thank you, Lord, for Regina. Thank you, Jesus, for a fresh anointing, God, on her mind, on her brain, God, to refresh her, to give her, you know, sometimes we just need a good, fresh break, a good, fresh, you know, we can keep working and working hard and doing things, but, man, it's like we need, to stop and fill our radiator up with water, you know, like it's starting to get hot in here. So we put fresh water, so that fresh water of the Holy Spirit, God, to fill up her radiator, whatever you want to say, so her system, her whole system, everything she does every day, her life, everything she deals with, the system can flow and function because her she's filled with the Spirit. She's has an anointing from the Holy Spirit. She has oil in her motor. She has water in her system, in her brain, and she's able to, her whole system, spirit, soul, body, is able to function at the fullest. God's really going to bless you with the energy and the ability to flow at a higher level, like what's happened to me lately. And I haven't even had my energy drink that I make myself. I haven't even had one of those in like 3 or 4 days. I need to go this weekend. I'm going to go get some and make some. But, you know, my energy level just continues to go. You know, why? Because my brain, something's happening. There's refreshing going on. I've got new energy. It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't even understand it all. But I see God doing it with you and opening you up to, you know, a refreshing energy and then your whole system. Amen, Regina. God bless you. Fresh anointing all on you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Shekwande. Take on more with less energy, with less stress, with less trouble. You can take no more with less. Amen. Be able to do more with less. Yeah, less energy, with less strength. When you just take some, you know. Yeah, amen. All right, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Chris gave $100 last week, $100 this week. Thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for Chris. God, we thank you for the power of resurrection, God. You're going to show him how to pray resurrection life, not only over people, but over, you know, body parts, finances, you know, things in the ground that need to come forth, like oil and water and, you know, like being able to find oil and water, that blessing. I talked about that blessing last week of Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that everywhere they went, because they were of God, they were the promised seed, that everywhere they went, they would be able to find water, they'd be able to find oil. Wherever they went, they would be able to find what they needed. Right, in the earth, that the earth gave it up for them. But God says that you're my chosen, you're my vessel, you're my people, you're my leaders, you're my, you know, I've chosen you. And so when you have that anointing, that calling, that blessing, you're like, you're just able to find the right thing. The wealth of the earth, it belongs to you. And so God wants to show us that the wealth of the earth is, if we need water, we can find the water. If we need oil, we find the oil. If we need, you know, whatever we need it is, find good ground, good, you know, good people, good building, you know, whatever they are, in Jesus' name, that you be drawn to it, that it just come to you. Amen. Just like it did with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the same thing, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that, that continually renewing his mind, God, that the wealth of the earth, everything that Chris needs to do the will of God and to help whoever needs to help, that will come to him in Jesus' name, because he yielded himself to. If God can get it through you, he'll get it to you. Can you be like a Joseph? Can I be like a Joseph? I want to be. If I get it, if Joseph got it built in his life that if God could get it through him and get it to him, and so he did. And he basically fed the world, you know, and saved the world from famine for 7 years, man. There's a lot more that went on with that. Some other stuff we're going to talk about sometime, but. Amen. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Get it through you, Chris. We'll get it to you. Amen. And I know you have a heart for that already.
All right, Jeannie, $200. Thank you, Lord, for Jeannie. That's this week, $200. Thank you, Jesus, for that. And thank you, Lord, for capturing her mind, for capturing her will, God, at a deeper level. Lord, to where, you know, it's like, you know, no matter what, I'm going to serve you. No matter what, I'm going to do what you say. If I'm not understood or accepted in every kind of way, you know, whatever, I'm gonna walk with you, Jesus. I'm gonna do what you say, and yeah, and because of that, God's giving you this, you know, like a bulldog mentality, so that when He calls you to do something, the reason He's going to use you is because you're not going to let go of it. You're gonna hang on to it until it's done. Amen. So God's going to really, you know, like Joshua, He said, He needed Joshua to be encouraged. If courage gives you that ability, like a bulldog, to take a hold of that thing and not let go of it until the Lord says, let go. You know, it's done or whatever. So thank you, Lord, for that with Jeannie. Thank you, Lord, for anointing her, God, and giving her that, letting her be able to pass that on to others, to strengthen others, to give them energy, give them courage, the word of the Lord, through testimonies, through music, through worship. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Akari Otamahashe in her body, God, her body coming to submission to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that we talked about tonight, how that our bodies are made to live forever. It's built in our brain was made for our bodies to never die. That's why God said, if you eat that fruit, you're going to die. Well, 999 years later, what it was, they were dead. Right? They didn't die right then, but that didn't mean that. See, I just understood that for the first time tonight. And he said, well, we didn't die. Yeah, they did. 999 years. They were going to live forever. Well, that was a new one for me, Jeannie. I just got that. And so, wow, thank you, Jesus, for that. Amen. That your brain will know and understand that it's our bodies are made to live forever. Therefore, it's made to repair itself. God put within it. If it never goes wrong, it repairs itself. Now, that's what the anointing is. It's not like we're doing it without God. God designed our brain and our bodies to heal itself because He designed it like that. Therefore, that is the anointing and the creation of God, yielding to God's creation and the way He created it. It has nothing to do with, you know, we're on our own now and because our brains are created to take care of it. No, with God, that's what makes it work to the coolest level. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Jeff and Uke, $200. Thank you, Lord, for Jeff and Uke. You know, $200 last week. So thank you for that. Bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for God toughening you up. I see God just toughening you guys up, you know, and that's one of the things that we go through sometimes when we, you know, get beat up a little bit on this and that and the other. Is God's trying to say, I'm trying to make you tough. I want to teach you how to love. I want to teach you how to be tough and just to keep your eyes on the program, what God's called you to do. Not get distracted when people say or do things that you don't understand, don't like, don't appreciate. That you're keeping your eyes on the vision that God has, and so that's part of the testing of things that we're going through, and Jesus, one of the things Jesus could do really strong, Jeff and Eve, was that He was able to focus on the Father's will no matter what. That's the whole thing. I only do what I see my Father did. Well, Peter got his eyes where he didn't see what Jesus was doing anymore, therefore he started sinking. So the powerful thing of what we're learning how to do is that with all the wounds, all the hurts, all the different things that go on, all the misunderstandings that people say and do and criticize us and whatever they do, you know, find fault with us, is to make us tough. Tough meaning that we just keep doing what God says no matter what. So thank you, Lord, for that anointing in them, as you think, to give them the ability to just keep doing your will no matter what. It's not going to get knocked off track. Like Jeff and you, they don't spook, right? That God building that thing where you don't get spooked off of. If the devil does anything, he tried to use Peter. Peter was one of Jesus' main disciples. He was, you know, he ends up preaching the day of Pentecost and being upon this church, a rock, I'll build my church. He started to Peter. It's like amazing. And yet he was, you know, rebuking Jesus, telling Jesus he's wrong. And Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Right, you know, and they should have offended him. We told him that he cut the ears of the guy off at the guard against him, and he cut the servant's ear off. It's like, and I'm trying to protect you, Lord, and then you turn around and backstab me by saying, you know,
Is it by the sword? You're going to die by the sword? That's not the way to do it, Peter. The Lord's just trying to, you know, he was trying to protect the Lord. You know, it's like those things. And yet, Peter's revelation of the hour of the Christ that came from the Father is what kept his eyes on. Okay, God, okay, Jesus, I don't understand everything. I don't know anything, but I know who you are. I know this is happening, and I'm going to stay the path in what you tell me to do. Amen. It's a big thing in the end times. The main thing that happens is distractions through unforgiveness, through wounds, through hurt, through brothers, through sisters, through friends, you know, all that. It's like God's going like, what are you going to do now?
Yeah.
All right. Donald and Tanya gave $78 last week, $140 this week. Amen. That's $218, I think, $218. I'm not picking it up. Thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the ability to dig through the things, like God giving you the ability to dig through and find the gold, find the treasure. Is your treasure hunter? Is there a treasure hunter inside you, Donald? That is amazing. You can feel it when I get around you. There's a treasure. That's why you find revelations and nuggets from God, even though it may not seem like it to you at the time, but you're a treasure hunter. Amen. You're looking for treasure. You're looking for it. It's like you got a nose for it. And because you're giving yourself to God and yielding yourself to Him, that, you're going to find those treasures. You're made to find treasures. So, amen. The whole thing is, same thing I talked with Jeannie and Jeff. Let the distractions, distract you from the treasure hunt in the land of the property, so to speak, the area of treasure where God has called you to find that treasure. Amen? Because you're going to not only be a treasure hunter, be a treasure finder. What good is it to hunt treasure if you don't find anything? Seeking you shall what? Find. Asking you shall receive. Knocking it shall be opened. So thank you, Lord, for that Donald and Tanya are joining together on that, Jesus, being one together on that. In Jesus' name, they're going to look back on one day and they're like, man, thank God we stuck with what God had us do, because we obtained the treasure that God wanted us to obtain. And oh my God, look here now. Now our children will be blessed. Now we're going to be blessed. Now their families going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Where we obtained the favor of God, and we walked in that favor. We kept our eyes on Jesus in the pearl of great price in that field. We sold everything we had to get it. We gave everything we had, our pride, our self-sufficiency. We gave all that up. I said, Jesus, we're doing this for you. And then we're denying our life for you. Because of that, you're going to obtain that treasure, but you're called to it, you're chosen for it. Our Terrence and Phoenicia, $265. Last week, and then 26 this week. Thank you, Lord, for that, for Terrence and Felicia. And thank you, Lord. Let's see that. $291. Thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for that. For being able to see into the distance and see that God has given you guys the ability to see into the future, to see down the road, a year or 2 years, basically. And maybe you don't know exactly what you're seeing, but you know there's something there that is for you. So therefore, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that whole level of faith with you guys has really, grown and multiplied and increased so that you're able to see down the road, knowing that, you can't tell exactly how far down the road it is, but you know it's down there, and you're getting closer to it, and it's there, and you're keeping your eyes on your faith is able to get the eyes of faith, the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, because you can see it in the spirit, but not in the natural. You can see it down the road, but your faith just keeps you obeying God. Because you know that you're getting closer and closer and closer to that. It's hard, always hard to tell exactly how close you are to something, but that you're there and you're close to it. Amen, in Jesus' name. And you can see it in the spirit. And then what happens is that all of a sudden you walk upon it, and then you're walking in it. And there it is, in Jesus' name. And also, parents and teachers are going to be with LaShun. I think I sent that I sent that text out. I can't know. I think I just announced on the show. You're going to be with Terrence, you can be with my son on the 20th of January. I give that address and all that. I don't have it right in front of me right now, but I give it address and all that for last week, I think. So make sure you remember that. I'm not texting him and ask, or get on the show and ask him about that or whatever on the Sun Show, too. And check that out. Thank the Lord for Terrence and Tanisha's faith, God, that they have walked, the walkers of faith, the faith walkers, that they've walked together, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What a beautiful thing that is to see in Jesus' name, opening that up. Amen. All right, Faye from the Carolinas, $300 and then $13, $13 today and then $300 last week. I believe that's right. Yeah, so thank you, Lord, for 313. Thank you, Jesus, God, for blessing Faye. God, thank you for helping her to, you know, to partake of your blessing, to partake of your life, to partake of your victory, to give her that rest and peace, God, knowing that it's only just begun and that you're going to restore even more. You're going to increase and multiply, reward her because of her obedience to you, Jesus, that you're just beginning. This is just beginning. God's going to open up more because he's going to show you how to increase and multiply what he gives you. But he gives you, you take it, you bless it, you break it, you know, you keep what you need for yourself, and you give to God what belongs to God, and then God multiplies that, increases that. And amen, in Jesus' name, it's called dividing the spoil, the rewards. So thank you, Jesus, for that. And it's just the beginning. God, open up, open up, open up. The blessing of God, in Jesus' name, the financial realm. Well, she will see it and receive it. Amen, in Jesus' name. See it and receive it. Amen. In the name of God, you've seen it, actually. You have received it. But that's just the beginning. It's just a foretaste of glory divine. Oh, what a foretaste, day of glory divine. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with his glory, lost in his love. And this is my story, this is my song. Praising my Jesus all the day long. Yeah, amen. In Jesus' name, bless her, God. Multiply her, increase her. May the oil of God in her spirit, man, seep down into her soul and turn to physical healing virtue that flows through her body. And she's restoring her, making her whole in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Nicole, DC, $417.77, I think last week, and then $17.77 this week. Is that right? I think it's right. All right, thank you both for that. It's 435.54. Thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Nicole. God, I think Nicole has a new show on Thursdays, right before this show. She's doing a show on Revelation now, also on Thursday. And it's 7. I think you got, I sent you a text on all that. Just to remind you, kind of a new thing, so I'm going to remind people that it's happening. I send out a reminder text a couple times. It's new, and so people can be remembered about it, be reminded. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I see you serving a drink, some kind of thing you partake of that's going to activate energy in the body. I don't have a spiritual drink, spiritual food, spiritual, I'm not sure what that is. But I see God opening it up for you so that when you, you know, if this is a spiritual thing, as you give the word, you know, the drink of the Holy Spirit, that is going to give people energy to, you know, give them strength. Like the word is supposed to give us courage, right, and strength and energy. So people are going to start finding out that when they, you know, when you impart your drink, whatever it is, spiritual, physical, or maybe both, that's going to give them energy, you know, to do the will of God, to be able to do things that they need to do that they haven't been able to do. You know, because when you get spiritual strength, it's one thing. You got physical strength and spiritual and mental strength all together. That's what's been happening to me. It's like, oh my God, you're like, there's not enough time in the day because you got energy to just go, go, go. It's amazing. And yet you can rest and yet you can go at the same time. When I go places now, I walk faster. I find myself walking fast because I walk a lot, but I walk fast on purpose. But when I'm just walking through a store, I find myself walking fast sometimes. I'm like, slow down. You know, because the energy level is so pure, so beautiful. And so I don't know what it is. Literally, I see you like serving people a drink. Jesus said, drink this cup. I'm not sure if it's really an invention you're going to have or what it is, or just a spiritual thing you do. But the word of the Lord becoming concentrated to where it doesn't take much to get energy from it or power or energy, you know, which causes your body and your mind to kick in and start working. If we get our brains to start working and our bodies to start working fully, we're going to find that we can live a long time. Yeah, never, like, you know, like, we used to live 900 and something years, you know, long. I mean, that's amazing. And I'm starting to see, wow, the possibility of that because of what I'm going through. So anyway, I don't know what that is, but in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for giving her that wisdom, giving that knowledge, giving the increase and multiplication of like giving little nuggets of information, little drinks, little nuggets, like a little sip from a, you know, like a one little drink, and it's like, woo, energy. You know, in other words, energy to activate the good thinking, good thoughts. Kind of different. I've never seen that before. It's unusual. So thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord, for her future, God, for her family, for her mother and her family and her family. God, in Jesus' name, you're raising that up and you're opening that up for her, Jesus, so that she can, you know, focus on the will of God and walk in the will of God with her family. And all do it together as one happy family in Jesus' name, that it would be all called of God to have the same dream, same vision, same purpose, same goals. In Jesus' name, doing it all in unity together. Amen. Unless you get 777-417 or 1777, and you get 1777. You get 777, thank a lot. But thank you, Jesus, for the 777 thing a lot. Complete perfection thing. Perfect them, complete them, completely. In Jesus' name. And then I see a wall coming down. I don't know what that wall is. I want to say something that was your mom or your something, your genetics, your family. I see a wall coming down and energy passing through that, being able to pass through. There's the wall coming down. In Jesus' name. And then there was some betrayal in the family, somewhere in the family. I don't know how far back. Betrayal and opened up the door for hurts and wounds. And God's going to heal that. I see God healing that. Yeah, I think He's going to use you to do it. You can be part of it, or I don't know what that is. But wow, awesome. That was awesome. Praise God. I'll take some of that. All right, let's see here what else we have going on tonight. Amen. All right, thank you, Jesus. Got that. Got hands left. Got all that app. All that. Hold. Okay, I think I'm getting everything from this week and last week. Being patient with me as I went through that. I didn't know what was going on, but we got it. And I apologize for not doing it last week. It just happened. It just off the hook, in my personal opinion, in an amazing way. So thank God for that. All right, awesome. Make sure I'm not missing anything here. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his presence, walking in his love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
All right, y'all. What an amazing we've had already. I mean, as far as Revelation, and oh my God, it's only the 11th, and I feel like January just opened up with a power-packed, mind-boggling time of Revelation. You know, it's all amazing. Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. I think that's it for tonight. I think we did it. We did. January the 11th. Got one thing I want to share with you. Can't wait till Monday to share with them with you. Hopefully I can wait. All right, y'all. We did it. Paid our offering. And really cool. I'm going to wait just a minute, give people time to play. It's still early. Still 11, not 11:30 yet. So give me a moment here. I'll be right back. All right. All right, everybody, I think that's it for tonight.
Wow.
Awesome. All right, I think we're going to end it. We got through early. I tried to start a little earlier so we can pray for them. So we added offerings from last week to this week and prayed over them, as you know now. Trying to make it as simple as I could. Thank you for the patience with me on that, and I get excited and God starts speaking to me things. I like to stay focused if I can. Always things so we can get something new or putting the puzzle together. It's like a unique moment. And we're about to try to follow him on that no matter what. So thank you for all that. Your love for the revelation of Jesus. And that's a brand new thing with me about that we've been made to live forever. I mean, I know that we're going to die if we no matter how much anointing we get, we're gonna die anyway. But unless Jesus comes back and we're living when he comes, but at the same time, you know, like I'm seeing now that my goal with many things, the puzzle's come together. Why he's having me work with the brain, and I'm still, you know, I don't know that I'm handling it very well because it's like it's giving me a new energy that it's not an anxiety energy, but it's just like I'm. Like I said, I find myself walking faster when I go places. And I guess myself going, okay, slow down. It's really cool energy. So it's coming not just from the Holy Ghost only, but my brain is being activated to walk in what God has designed our brain to do. And now as you open it up more and more, starting to be able to comprehend more from God. That's what we talked about earlier.
Right. If you which you want to maybe whatever the goal is to not just to have be able to think more, but to be able to think more of God's thoughts. Yeah, and that's, I think it's really happening. So I'm excited about it. And this is a really important thing. It's just a wave. It's a new wave. The brain thing's a new wave. You got the brain wave going on. And it's really, really big and really, really important. We're not just a, you know, the religious group who's, you know, trying to have church. We're trying to believe God for whatever he wants to do. It's his. He wants to take over and do something. You know, we learn to let him do it, right? We're trying to learn how to do it. So that's it. All right, y'all. I guess I'm going to call it back tonight. We've been on the website tonight, so I'm going to turn off that. Going to call tonight. Thank you for being with us. However you listen to us tonight, thank you for that. Thanks for your giving. And if you can't find those recordings, I can get them to you, just let me know. All right, love you guys. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much for everything. We bless you and love you, and ask God's grace to multiply and increase you exponentially. Like no man has ever blessed you. Like no man has ever been blessed before. I'm going to start adding that in there. Like no man has ever blessed you before in Jesus' name. Ever. Yeah. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.